Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday.
We got three more days till Friday.
What'd she say again? I wish somebody would.
Tell me.
So good. God, her voice is great on that. I was reading some story today about, you know, what celebrities get called by people who really know them, like their friends and stuff. And, you know, her name's Robin. Everybody calls her Robin. If you're friends with Rihanna.
Not Riri.
Hi, everybody. It's Tuesday. It's going to be a great day. Hey. And then it's going to start pouring. So enjoy what you get while you get it. by about, I think you said 7 o'clock, starts up in the North Bay.
Yeah.
And then
heavy. It'll start up just after lunchtime, but the heavy stuff is coming in the evening hours.
Scary.
I know. What's going to happen?
Lots of wind, lots of heavy rain. Heavy rain. They're saying a foot of rain in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Incredible. That's just, it's too much. It's
yeah. So they've already evacuated the people who were near the fires. So these are the people who already evacuated for the fire season, and now they're running from the mudslide that will come.
A foot of water landing on the mud that's now exposed is a recipe for freaking disaster.
And even though I'm not near that, because I'm not in the mountains, I have already set up my backup plan. So if things go down here, it'll take whatever it takes for me to drive to my other place, and it's already set and ready to go.
Great.
So,
did we talk about this? Do you have an Ethernet thing you can do? You could actually just bring that rig with you, right, and just stick your Ethernet cable and use it.
My preference is to not touch everything that's set up here. I could.
Well, the Lucy is fine.
The Lucy works great as long as I've got a mic and headphones. The Lucy's just fine.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, we were talking about that. If we went up to Tahoe, I would just take my phone and a mic and headset rig.
You should do it. I would love to hear reports from the snow.
Wouldn't that be so fun? I'd be like, oh, so we skied all day yesterday.
There, right there. Oh, come on.
Well, what if the power goes out, though? Then I'm really screwed.
Well, I mean, so that's, you know,
Well, then I don't do a show. I mean, that doesn't seem... It seems like, you know, you can't really bring that. It's one thing if the power goes out at your own house and you're like, well, but I left and I went up to the mountains where I was sure to lose power and now I can't do the show. Michael Martin might not like that. I don't know.
Or he'd say, you brought some adventure to the show. We livened things up for a minute. Excellent.
I went to the local laundromat. They still had power. I'm sitting here now. Don't just disregard the sound of washing machines in the back.
Or you're in your car in some remote location, you know.
Oh, it'd be in my car.
Mm-hmm. But I'd still drive somewhere where you have reception.
I have to have reception. Because it doesn't need the internet, right? It can use your data.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I've got unlimited, so.
Right. Duh. T-Mobile.
T-Mobile, baby. Yeah, actually. Oh, we should use this in our spot. Like, I'm thinking about going up to the mountains.
And I'm not worried at all.
I'm not worried at all. I'm a little bit worried. The power thing.
I know. It sounds like you're not going. I've already given up. You're not going. I got it.
All right. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by...
Love some adventure. I guess clearly... I'm the one that needs to get out of here, not you.
You're the one. I don't know if living vicariously through me is going to do it for you. It's got to be annoying already as I'm like, oh, I guess I'll go take a nap now. Mm-hmm. And you're all, I guess I'll go do daddy daycare.
No, well, honestly, because we've had my mom here for a little while, we've been on a really strong break. Uh-huh. It's coming back, though. I got to get mom home right after the storm, and then it's back to all day, every day.
Boy, you know, your brothers are right. Every time she comes here, you guys should go to her. Because when she comes here, like, the S goes down.
Wow.
Was she with you when you had to evacuate last time? And then
you had to drive her home. My posts on the drive home were basically because I was surprised there was no break in the smoke.
Right.
The smoke was all the way down the state from fire season. So I guess, what was that? You said August? I have no gauge. I don't even know what day it is today. So I have to actually write it down. Today's Tuesday, January 26th, everyone.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
Yeah, I'm lost in the calendar as well. So
it really is, like you called it Groundhog Day. It's like Groundhog Week, Groundhog Month. It's here I am looking at this. It's dark outside every morning. There it is. My mom texts me from Florida because she listens to the show. Hey, Mom. She listens every morning.
Hey, Mom.
And we were just talking about the atmospheric river and how it's good. You know, it's 32 degrees outside. She goes, 78 and sunny.
Paradise.
Like, well, that is.
And full of crazy people, but you're right. The weather's great.
I suppose if you just stayed in your house, though. Which you basically have to do, because once it's 95, where do you want to go? I mean.
One of the sports shows I watched, they were saying, because the Super Bowl this year will be in Tampa.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Mm-hmm.
One of the weirdest states in our union. They were saying, there's no way there's going to only be 20,000 people there. No way. It's Florida. They're going to absolutely blow right past any possible restriction, and you're going to see a huge crowd in that stand. I don't know the answer, but I'm curious.
Well, I mean, don't they limit that with the amount of tickets that they have? Or
that's the point.
They're not going to limit the tickets.
It's their stadium. I have a feeling they're going to blow right past any kind of limitations. We'll see.
Yeah, that's...
I'm curious.
Well, I just don't want any more people to die from it, you know? That's... Like, I get it. Some people think it's a hoax. Unbelievably, that still lingers, even though... The one guy in our family spent 9 days in the hospital and the other two were flat on their backs for 3 weeks. But okay, it's a political hoax. Anyway,
let's do this.
Let's do this. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. Today we are taping our 100th episode, which is going to air tomorrow. Every Wednesday you get a new Johnny Pod. You can find it at radio.com and follow at Johnny Mosley Pod on Instagram. Mosley.
Mosley.
And by the way, when you start typing in Johnny Mosley pops up with his little check mark. That's not the podcast. Go keep typing. Mm-hmm. Go to the pod.
Don't forget the pod.
That's
where you see Guitar John, who shines. Guitar John Pod.
Yeah, Guitar John. That guy's
amazing.
Pod. He is kind of amazing. He's working on I don't know if he's going to have it done, but he's working on a sea shanty for Johnny to sing today. He's obsessed. I'm telling you, he's in here doing all these, all afternoon yesterday he was in here. I was like, get back to work. There's things to do. We got to batten down the hatch. What are you doing in here having fun? No, get out of here because I'm using my Oculus. God. It's like he thinks he has free time. Who is our highest paid federal employee? Which I feel like this doesn't seem like the highest paid federal employee, but okay. Who is the highest paid federal employee?
I would like to say that it is the Surgeon General.
It's Dr. Anthony Fauci. Isn't that crazy?
What is he? What's his title?
He is, let me see if they have a title here.
He's not the Surgeon General, but he's something like that, right?
Yeah, he's maybe the head of the medical, I don't know what his title is. Forbes says he is the highest paid federal employee in the entire country, which seems absurd. 417.
Chief medical advisor to the
chief
president.
Medical advisor. So he continued that from that same title from Trump to Biden, yeah? He makes $417,000 a year. At least that's what he made in 2019. That was the latest year that federal salary data is available. So that's more than the president, who makes $400,000. His colleague, Deborah Birx, she made $305,000 in 2019, and that's more than the vice president makes at $235,000. Senators and members of the House of Reps make $174,000 a year, although Speaker Pelosi will earn $223,000 this year. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts makes $270,000 a year, and a four-star military general makes $268,000. Matthew McConaughey did an interview with Fauci, weirdly, back in August, and he said, "Hey, Dr. Fauci, all right, do you have millions of dollars invested in COVID vaccines?" And Fauci said, "Matthew, no, I got zero. I'm a government worker. I have a government salary." Which seems like maybe not millions, but some. He says none. So that is our highest paid federal employee, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Yeah, I don't know if that's one of those things where he doesn't want no trouble. You know?
Right. Like, oh, you mean like investing?
Well, yeah, it would look absolutely really bad if it horrible. Came out that he's invested in something that he's has a...
This is what you should take.
Yeah, that's not right.
Make me
I'm
money.
I'm glad that he's smart enough to know that, and hopefully he wasn't lying, but, you know, right. the old wink, we do that here quite a bit.
I don't. No, you right. do that here quite a bit. You're the one.
What?
Mr. Winky Face, I call you.
All right.
You know, we heard about the Diet Coke button getting removed from Trump's desk. Mm-hmm. It's not, apparently it's not removed. They're not saying what he's going to use it for, Biden. So there's this button. It's on a box. Like a nice, you know, because of course it is. It's right. It's in the Oval Office, so it's got to be nice. They can't just have like a stupid button, plastic thing. Biden did not remove the Diet Coke button. I don't know why this even is a story. But just, I wanted to clarify, you guys. We don't get to hear about the secrets of Area 51 or UFOs, but the mystery of the vanished Diet Coke button has been cleared up. It's not, they're not going to tell us what he uses it for, but it is apparently still available to him, while I don't think it's sitting right on the desk anymore. So, and they say that Trump didn't actually use the button all that much because he would usually just verbally ask the valets who were around all day for anything that he needed. So there you go. It's not the placement of the button that matters, of course, but how you use it. Everybody knows that, right?
Well, I'm no fan of the last guy that was in office, but at least he wasn't using the button to get...
hookers and coke?
Mouth... I
jobs,
don't know what
sure.
I can say.
No, I'm with you. Like with the things that Clinton probably used it for.
Right.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Get me that intern.
Yeah. Where's that one? There's the spicy pepper pot. Let's see her. Bring her in.
There are pictures though with Biden without that button on the table on the desk here. Hold on.
Yeah, I think they moved it.
This isn't the right one. Yeah, they must have moved it.
Yeah, that was the thing. Everyone's like, "Oh God, the button's gone." And it's not, apparently it's in the drawer or something. I don't know. There's the button. Cameo is a thing. It's where you can get a celebrity to make any kind of message you want if you got the cash for it. What do you think it costs for Lindsay Lohan to do one for
30
you?
Bucks.
It's much more.
Oh, well, the answer is no.
Yeah, the answer is $400.
I'd rather hire a duck. Her voice is terrible.
There's a lot in this video that I want you to... Don't play it yet, Brittany. First of all, she looks like Marsha Cross. Like, she has jacked her face. And listen, I'm going to say this. What she's doing here is nice, and it's the right thing. It's a good thing. So I'm not going to tell you that when she goes to make a kiss at the end, like that at the end, she can't pucker her mouth. Her face is immobile. She looks like Marsha Cross from Melrose Place and Desperate Housewives.
Oh, you know, like the, wait.
You know the woman I'm talking about with the
no,
long...
No, when you said Marsha Cross, I thought OJ trial. What's her name? Marsha
Brown? Oh, Marsha... Oh, right. The attorney.
Yeah, who jacked prosecutor. Up her face. That's who I thought you were talking about.
No, this is different. I'm talking about... I'm just saying that I don't even know if Marsha Cross has done her face up. I'm just saying Lindsay Lohan now looks... She's like the spitting image of her. Oh. So... Right now, by the way,
Rachel Clark.
Marsha Clark, right? Marsha Clark was the prosecutor. Marsha Cross is, can't think of her character's name, but she was on Melrose and then on Desperate Housewives.
She the one that had the wig with the brain.
Yes. Yeah.
Scar.
Yeah, the scar that went like that. Okay. It was awesome. Right. She also, I want to say she's like a ass. Cancer or something. She's got like a
come on. She's out. Me with ass and then
or hemorrhoids maybe.
In there?
Hemorrhoids. Can you see what Marsha Cross is a spokesperson for? I get it. We're way off on a tangent here. Has nothing to do with Lindsay Lohan. But Marsha Cross is a spokesperson for like some thing you don't want to talk about, like you know, poop of some kind.
Oh,
Marsha Cross.
Oh, it's anal cancer.
Anal cancer. Okay, that's mm-hmm. it. I guess, did she survive it or something? Is that why she's talking about it?
Do you want me to do more research?
Well, she's alive.
Yeah. I'm trying to queue up this video of Lindsay Lohan.
Okay, all right, fine. You know what? That, put that one to the side. Next time Marsha Cross comes out, we'll explore
the anal
cancer.
That lady's 5'10".
5'10"?
It's a tall chick.
That's pretty tall. All right, so cameos. Lindsay Lohan makes them. And a girl said, I want you to make a coming out video for my parents. I'm going to show it to them, and you're going to come out for me. So this was what Lindsay Lohan sent her back.
Hi, Alana, it's Lindsay Lohan. I know that you are about to take a very big step in telling your parents, you know, who you truly are and what you want them to accept of you. And I think that you should do it yourself. I think that coming from you, you'll feel a lot of power and strength. And it's important that you are who you truly are and that you love yourself and you can live by that and tell your parents that. And I'm promise you they will understand. I'm sending you lots of love, all the love in the world and strength and support, and God bless you. Stay true to yourself. You're truly beautiful. And Godspeed. Lots of love and good luck.
So that she instead said, you should do that yourself. You're going to feel great about it. It'll be good.
So the girl went, I need to scroll through for another celebrity. I've got to find someone to do this for me. I really don't want to face my parents. I'm going to have someone do this for me. Thanks for turning me down, Lindsay.
Actually, the girl is really cute. She went on her TikTok, and that's where we got the video from. And she's very cute, and she liked the message. And so at this point, I don't know, maybe her parents don't follow her TikTok, and she hasn't showed it to them yet. Well, because don't you want to know what your daughter's doing on TikTok?
I don't know. Do you?
I feel like you do. I feel like you should.
The WAP dance.
Oh, God. Can you imagine if you saw your daughter doing the WAP dance on TikTok?
I mean, a buddy who somehow cloned or whatever he did, he's able to look at the text that his daughter was sending. Like, it's just coming through on his phone like it's on hers. And I don't know that I would want to do that. And yet, I understand why he is. It just... feels really shady. Really shady.
Yeah, it's God, that's a fine line, isn't it?
I mean it goes against everything I believe. Is that a good parent? You tell me.
I think it just depends. If you have a reason to worry about your kid, I mean, they are still your kid. They're your charge until they're 18. I mean just to snoop, I don't know. And should a kid get to have some privacy as they become a teenager? I think that they should be afforded that. But it's like I always told my kids, I'll give you a long leash. Don't jerk against it. You know, there's a lot that I'm not going to fight with you about. But if you start yanking on that leash that I've already let, you know, that's God. And it's hard, too, because you want to protect your kids. I don't know, Vin. I actually don't know what the answer is to that. So thoughts on Lindsay Lohan's face?
I don't have any. I feel bad for her because I know that she desperately wants to get back into business, and it's clear with all her efforts. What was that Greek show called?
Yeah, her Greek resort, Lindsay Lohan's Greek dream. Or
I forget. What was that called?
Yeah, but she's clearly not getting hired. She's not getting work.
Well, she's clearly got her face solidly just like plastic. Honestly,
no,
she looks like she's carved from
she
wood.
Screwed over big name stars. Yeah. What was that movie where there were big time stars saying, this chick doesn't show up for work.
Right.
We're all sitting there waiting on this girl. It's so unprofessional. What show was that?
I can't remember the name of it.
I want
it
to say
Prairie
one of the,
Home Companion.
One of the women
something?
Was Jane Fonda, right?
Was it Prairie Home Companion? I don't know which one it was, but it was, right. That's the thing. And so she's gotten, and she would get hired if she would just, you know, be cool and show up. I've seen her in Mean Girls. She can act. I mean, ish.
Oh, she was great in that Friday
thing.
You
know, she's just so young.
Georgia Rule.
All right. Yeah. And who were the others? Was it like Felicity Huffman was one of them too?
That sounds right.
Yep.
Yeah. They
and
were.
Jane Fonda?
Did you watch this movie?
No, but they were pissed. No, I listened to the celebrity trash that Sarah does.
How did the movie do? Was she ultimately in it?
Yeah, she's in it, and it made $24.9 million.
That's not good.
18% Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's really bad.
The TV show is called Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do. Anyway, I'm totally out of time. If you have a second, though, check out her face carved from wood. She's... You know, that's at least I will say this. I didn't want to make fun of her today because she said a sweet thing to this girl. You know, you'll feel great and strong for coming out to your parents. I think you should do it. I thought that was nice.
Did she bill her anyway, though?
Did she what?
Did she charge her anyway?
Oh, I'm sure. I was actually thinking the same thing. I'm like, so that's what your $400 got you.
No, the right thing to do there is tell. She did the right thing, but you also don't charge her. You say,
yeah,
I'm not going to charge you, and you. Whatever. Coming up, the atmospheric river is headed our way. I'll tell you a little bit about that. Also, they've lifted the stay-at-home order, which is also important news. I'll get to that and then nonsense all after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.